In the darkest moments of our lives, when anguish and worry threaten to overwhelm us, it is crucial to find an anchor of peace and hope. The Word of God offers us a safe haven in the midst of the storm, and in this exploration of 12 verses, we will dive into the depths of the Scriptures in search of that peace that transcends all understanding. These verses are not just words written on a page, but they are beacons of light in the darkness, reminding us that we are not alone in our struggles. They show us the unconditional love and faithfulness of God, who is always present to support and strengthen us in times of need. Verse 1, Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. In life, we often find ourselves at crossroads, surrounded by uncertainty and worries that threaten to steal our inner peace. It is in these moments when Paul's advice to the Philippians resonates with astounding clarity. He urges us to replace anxiety with gratitude, to transform our fear into faith. Visualize a scene where you stand in front of a rough sea. The waves rise like mountains of water. The sky is dark, and the roar of the wind is deafening. Anxiety grips your chest, and you feel each breath becoming heavier. But there is something within you, a spark of faith that refuses to be extinguished by the wind or the waves. That spark leads you to bend your knees on the cold sand, to raise your hands to the sky, and to open your heart in prayer. As you talk to God, something miraculous begins to happen. The storm within you begins to calm, not because the circumstances have changed, but because you have decided to trust in someone bigger than the storm. The peace that Pablo describes is not as a mere absence of conflict. It is an active presence, a serenity that permeates every fiber of your being. It is the peace of God, which acts as a guardian over your deepest emotions and your most unsettling thoughts. This peace is a gift, one that is received with open hands and a willing heart. This verse teaches us that peace is accessible even when external circumstances seem uncontrollable. It encourages us to approach God with all that we are and all that we carry. By doing so, we ensure that our worries do not become the center of our existence, but are replaced by a deep trust in divine providence. As you reflect on this passage, I invite you to consider how you can apply these principles in your daily life. How can you transform your anxiety into prayer? In what ways can you practice gratitude, even in the midst of anguish? By actively seeking God's peace, you will find a strength that will sustain you through any storm. Verse 2, Psalm chapter 23, verse 4. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. On our journey through life, we sometimes find ourselves walking through shadowy valleys, where the light seems to fade and the shadows lengthen. In these dark valleys of existence, fear can be a constant companion, whispering doubts and fears into our ears. But Psalm 23 offers us a different vision. We are not alone in this valley. There is a presence that walks by our side, a force that guides and protects us. The rod and the staff are symbols of that guidance and protection. The rod represents authority and defense against dangers, while the staff symbolizes the support and direction we need when we are lost. This verse reminds us that, even in the darkest moments, there is a source of encouragement and strength available to us. We do not have to face our fears alone. There is someone with us, providing us with the encouragement we need to move forward. The promise of Psalm 23 is one of accompaniment and security. It assures us that no matter how difficult the path or deep the valley, we do not have to fear any evil. This is a powerful declaration of faith and trust in God's protection and care. Verse 3, Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. On life's journey, we often carry the weight of our concerns and pains, as if we were carrying a heavy backpack full of stones. Each stone represents a problem, a fear, a wound from the past that weighs us down and prevents us from moving forward with freedom. But in the book of Matthew, Jesus extends an invitation that resonates with hope and relief. He calls us to come to him, to set aside our burdens, and in their place receive a yoke that is easy and a burden that is light. This yoke is not a tool of oppression, but a symbol of union and learning. By taking on Jesus' yoke, we join him on a path of growth and transformation. The meekness and humility of Jesus' heart are qualities that teach us to face our struggles not with despair, but with grace and patience. By learning from him, we discover that rest for our souls is not found in the absence of problems, but in the way we choose to carry them. Verse 4, Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. In life's journey, we face challenges that seem insurmountable, mountains that rise before us, filled with uncertainty and fear. The feeling of loneliness at these times can be overwhelming, as if we were standing on the edge of an endless abyss. But the prophet Isaiah brings us words of encouragement directly from the heart of God. There is no reason to fear or worry, because we are not alone. God himself is with us, offering us his presence and his power. He promises us strength and help, not as a distant observer, but as an active participant in our struggles. God's victorious right hand is a metaphor of his power and his ability to act in our favor. It is an extended hand that lifts us up when we fall, that holds us when we are weak, and that guides us to victory over our fears. Verse 5, Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. On our journey, we sometimes feel lost, as if every step we take takes us further away from where we want to be. Doubts about our purpose and our future can cloud our vision, leaving us with a feeling of hopelessness. But the prophet Jeremiah brings us a message from God, full of promises and purposes. These are not plans of affliction, but of prosperity. They are not visions of disaster, but of hope. This verse assures us that even when we cannot see the path ahead, there is a divine plan unfolding, one that is designed for our well-being. God invites us to trust in his wisdom and his timing, to believe that every experience, every challenge, is shaping our future. The hope that is offered to us is not an illusion, but a certainty based on God's faithfulness and his unbreakable love for us. Verse 6, chapter Isaiah, verse 26 to 3. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. In the journey of life, we encounter moments of anxiety and unease where our thoughts seem like endless races of worries and fears. These thoughts can be like turbulent waves that threaten to drag us away from the shore of serenity. The prophet Isaiah speaks to us of a complete peace, not fragmented or temporary, but a peace that envelops and calms the soul. This peace is granted to those whose thoughts are firmly anchored in trust in God. It is a peace that is born from perseverance in faith and constant trust in his love and power. Isaiah's promise is clear: the mind focused on God, which rests in his presence and trusts in his providence, will find a peace that the world cannot disturb. It's a peace that does not depend on external circumstances, but on a deep and personal relationship with the Creator. Verse 7, Psalm chapter 46, verse 1 to 2. God is our refuge and our strength, our ever-present help in times of distress. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth trembles and the mountains sink into the heart of the sea. In our spiritual journey, we encounter situations that shake the foundations of our life, like earthquakes that threaten to crumble everything we have built. Crises can arise like collapsing mountains, leaving us with a feeling of vulnerability and fear. But Psalm 46 offers us a powerful statement of God's sovereignty and strength. He is described as a safe refuge, a source of power that does not falter in the face of adversity. God's help is not a distant promise. It is a present reality, available at every moment of need. The exhortation to not fear, even when natural disasters occur, is a call to recognize that there is something bigger and more stable than the earth itself. It is an invitation to trust that no matter what happens around us, there is a safe place where we can find comfort and strength. Verse 8, Psalm chapter 91, verse 1 to 2. He who dwells in the shelter. Of the Most High, one will dwell under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my stronghold, my God, in whom I trust. In our pilgrimage, we come across moments when we seek refuge, a place where the storms of life cannot reach us. The worries of everyday life can be like a scorching sun, and we long for a shadow where we can rest and regain strength. Psalm 91 tells us of a place of divine refuge, a safe dwelling under the protection of the Most High. Here, we are not mere visitors, we are residents, living under the constant shadow and care of God. This shadow is not a darkness that frightens us, but a presence that refreshes and protects us. By declaring that the Lord is our refuge and strength, we affirm our confidence in His ability to safeguard us. It is not a blind trust, but one based on the experience of His faithfulness and power. In Him, we find the security and peace that transcends any threat or danger we may face. Verse 9, Psalm chapter 62, verse 1 to 2. My soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from Him. He is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. In our pilgrimage, we encounter moments of unrest and chaos where it seems like the ground is moving under our feet. Uncertainty can make us feel unstable, as if an invisible force is shaking us, threatening to knock us down. Psalm 62 offers a reassuring contrast to this instability. It speaks of a rest found only in God, a salvation that is firm and secure. God is described as a rock, a picture of stability and durability. In Him, there is no movement or change that can disturb our peace. By stating that we will not be shaken, the psalmist declares a deep confidence in the protection and power of God. It is a declaration of faith that encourages us to stand firm, knowing that our safety does not depend on the circumstances, but one of the constant presence of God in our lives. Verse 10, John chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. In our journey through life, we encounter moments of uncertainty and fear, where peace seems to be an elusive treasure. The world offers us temporary solutions, promises of peace that are fragile and fade away with the wind. But Jesus offers us something deeply different. The peace He gives is not like that of the world. It is a peace that endures, that soothes the soul and withstands life's storms. It is a peace that does not rely on external circumstances, but on the eternal truth of His presence and love. By telling us not to be anxious or afraid, Jesus is inviting us to live in the security of His peace. It is an invitation to set aside fear and embrace trust, to live with the certainty that no matter what, we are in the hands of someone greater than any problem we may face. Verse 11, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. On the journey of life, we often find ourselves at crossroads, facing decisions that can change our course. The temptation to rely on our logic and understanding is strong, but Proverbs invites us to a deeper and transformative trust. This verse encourages us to fully place our trust in the Lord, to seek His guidance in every step we take. By doing so, He promises that He will straighten our paths, leading us on routes of righteousness and blessing. It is a promise of divine direction, a reminder that we are not alone in our decisions and that there is a higher wisdom available to us. Verse 12, Romans chapter 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power from the Holy Spirit. In our journey, sometimes discouragement and despair can cloud our vision, stilling our joy and peace. Romans offer us a blessing of hope and renewal that comes directly from the heart of God. This verse is a prayer for us to be filled with a joy and a peace that transcends circumstances, a hope that overflows in our lives. It is not a hope based on fleeting desires, but on the solid reality of the Holy Spirit working within us. It is an invitation to believe and experience God's transformative power in our lives. In these 12 verses, we have found a treasure of peace and strength for our troubled hearts. In the midst of distress and uncertainty, the Word of God shines as a light in the dark, reminding us that He is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in times of trouble. These biblical promises urge us to trust in the Lord, to lay our burdens in His loving hands, and to rest in His constant care. May these verses guide us in times of affliction, reminding us that in the presence of God, we find a peace that surpasses all understanding.